Mark 10, 46 to 52. Mark 10, 46 to 52. As Jesus left Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, Bartimaeus, that is the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting at the side of the road. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout and to say, "Son of David, Jesus, have pity on me." And many of them scolded him and told him to keep quiet. But he only shouted all the louder, "Son of David, have pity on me." Jesus stopped and said, "Call him here." So they called the blind man. "Courage," they said, "get up, he is calling you." So throwing his cloak off, he jumped up and went to Jesus. Then Jesus spoke, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Rabboni," the blind man said, "Master, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has saved you." And immediately his sight returned, and he followed him along the road. Beloved in Christ, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar. Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, teaches us a lot of lessons in today's gospel. As Jesus left Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting at the side of the road. Bartimaeus was sitting at the side of the road. I don't know where you are now, in a sense. Where are you right now? Where are you standing with your crisis, with the situation that is worrying you, with the situation you are struggling with? Bartimaeus was struggling with blindness and poverty. He was blind. He was a beggar. These two things were what he was struggling with. And he was seated at the side of the road. Beloved, it doesn't matter where we are seated. It doesn't matter where we have been abandoned or left. We may feel rejected. Bartimaeus, we can see he was somebody people didn't like. Even as he was seated at the side of the road, when he tried to reach out to Jesus, we are told these people scolded him. They shouted at him to keep quiet. Maybe people are looking down upon you. Maybe people are rejecting you. Maybe people are insinuating and saying all kinds of things against you. I am here this morning to tell you, dear friend, Jesus loves you and Jesus wants to hear from you. Jesus wants to hear from you. Don't be rejected. Don't feel rejected. You may be rejected by men. You may be hated by men. You may be looked down upon by men. But Jesus is longing to hear from you. If you will cry to Jesus, if you will cry out to Jesus, Jesus will listen to you. In Psalm 145 verse 18, we are told that God listens to the cry from the heart. I encourage you, Bartimaeus was sitting at the side of the road and he heard about Jesus passing. Make time and sit. Make time and sit down quietly. It's not for nothing we come to church and we are seated and listening to the word of God. The living word of God was passing by and Bartimaeus heard. He just heard people talking about this man Jesus. And I suspect he had previously heard about Jesus, else he wouldn't have known the capacity and the power in Jesus. But when he heard on this day that Jesus was passing, He didn't just allow it to go. Friends, we have heard the word of God severally. We have heard several sermons, but today's sermon, I want to encourage you, today's homily, I want you to pay attention. Act on the word. Act on what you hear. Act on what you hear. Mary, our mother, says, do whatever the word of God tells you. Do whatever the word of God tells you. Bartimaeus heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. So he began to shout and to say. Bartimaeus heard that Jesus was passing. He didn't keep quiet. He began to shout and to say. Friends, Bartimaeus was seated at the roadside, but he wasn't just sitting there, he was also alert. Let us learn to be alert. Let us learn to be alert. Let us learn to be sensitive to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Let us be alert at about things happening around us. Bartimaeus was alert, so when he heard people passing by, he asked. And when he asked, he was told that Jesus is passing by. And he didn't keep quiet. He cried out to Jesus. Friends, he cried out and said, Son of David, have mercy on me, have pity on me. Assuming he had kept quiet, that day too would have passed him by. Jesus would have passed him by. You may be going through a crisis right now. Friends, it will take just a cry out to Jesus. Shout to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus. Jesus will hear your cry. Jesus will hear your cry. There was a crowd following him. They were following him, but we have not heard about them. None of them's name. We don't hear of any of them, their names. But Bartimaeus, because of his act of faith, he cried out to Jesus, and Jesus heard him. Friends, cry out to Jesus. Jesus is interested in your case. Jesus is interested in your case. And I want to remind you that indeed, with God, all things are possible. Luke 1:37. For with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible, including your situation. And friends, we are told that the same people who were following Bartimaeus, or who were following Jesus, these were supposed to be followers of Jesus Christ. And somebody is coming to Jesus and crying for help, and they were scolding him. Friends, sometimes in the church, we behave like these people. We prevent people from coming to Jesus. Friends, when on the contrary, we are supposed to help people to come to Jesus. Who are we preventing from coming to Jesus? Who are we looking down by our attitude, by our actions? Who are we preventing from coming to Jesus? Friends, by our utterances, by our inactions, we are preventing some people from coming to Jesus. Friends, by our actions, our lack of love, our lack of charity, our greed, our insincerity, our gossip, our negative actions, our negative utterances, we are preventing some people from coming to Jesus. Let us be careful. Let us be careful. These people scolded, and many of them, we are told, and many of them scolded him and told him to keep quiet. Many of them scolded him and told him to keep quiet. Friends, we have scolded people and we have told them to keep quiet. We have prevented people from coming to Jesus by our actions and our inactions. Friends, our actions and inactions are supposed to draw people closer to Jesus, not to prevent them from coming to Jesus. But he only shouted all the louder. I want us to put ourselves in the shoes of Bartimaeus now. Maybe people are scolding you. Maybe people are passing negative comments about you. Friends, don't let your desire to serve God, don't let people's comments about you prevent you or reduce or decrease your desire and your quest to come to Jesus. The efforts you are making to encounter Jesus, don't let people's negative comments and negative attitudes prevent you from coming to Jesus. Be like Bartimaeus. Be bold. Be daring. Be courageous. Don't let the shouts of people drown your own voice. Shout also back. When they shout at you, shout back in the name of Jesus. When they try to intimidate you, look to God, for God is your helper. God is your strength. God is our helper. Friends, Let us not allow people to drown our faith. Don't let people make us compromise. Let us be bold. Let us be daring. Jesus stopped and said, call him here. Jesus will stop and listen to you. It may appear right now as if Jesus is passing you by or he has passed you by already. But friends, when we call on Jesus, he will stop. Jesus stopped and said, call him here. Friends, Jesus stopped and said, call him here. You realize that Bartimaeus' cry was not the end of it, but Jesus listened and also asked him to come. Prayer is a dialogue. When we call unto Jesus, we must listen for his direction. When we call unto Jesus, we must listen for his direction. Jesus said, call him here. So they called the blind man. Dear friends, when Jesus responds to you, no one can stop you. When Jesus responds to us, no one can stop you. When Jesus responds to us, no one can stop us. And I am here to tell you, Jesus wants to listen. Jesus wants to listen to you. Jesus is ready. Cry out to him. Jesus says, call him here. And at this moment, I want to tell you, wherever you are, take your time. Jesus is calling on you to come. Jesus said, call him here. Friends, that was a blind beggar. Bartimaeus was a blind beggar. He was looked down upon. He was sitting by the side of the road. And Jesus stopped and said, call him here. Because Bartimaeus did not allow his situation to discourage him. He didn't allow the situation around him, the people's scolding and all that, to put his faith down or to discourage him. No, he cried out to Jesus. Jesus is calling you. Make time and sit at the feet of Jesus. Make time and sit at the feet of Jesus. The people said, courage, get up. He is calling you. Friends, Jesus is calling you today. Make time and respond to the call of Jesus. So throwing off his cloak, he jumped up and went to Jesus. Friends, whatever it is that is preventing us or that wants to prevent us from getting to Jesus, let us throw it away. Is it our doubt? Is it people's attitude? Bartimaeus had to throw away his cloak because it was possibly obstructing him from moving faster to Jesus. He jumped up. Friends, what are we waiting for? Don't wait any longer. Jump up and go to Jesus. Bartimaeus jumped up and went to Jesus. Friend, jump up and find a place and sit before Jesus. Jesus is waiting for you. Then Jesus spoke, what do you want me to do for you? I encourage you, as you make time to sit at the feet of Jesus, be quiet and listen and know. As you sit down, tell the Lord Jesus, I have come. And as you say, I've come, be quiet before the Lord and hear in your heart Jesus asking you, what do you want me to do for you? And friends, that question, what do you want me to do for you? Jesus is ready. Be specific with your request. Be specific with your request. Rabuni, the blind man, said to him, Master, let me see again. Master, let me see again. It suggests to me and it suggests to us that Bartimaeus was once seeing, but whatever it is that made him blind, he was now asking for his sight again. And the Lord Jesus said, go, your faith has saved you. And immediately his sight returned and he followed him along the way. Friends, Bartimaeus' response was, let me see again. Let me see again. What have you lost? The Lord can restore your lost item. The Lord can restore your lost glory. The Lord Jesus Christ can restore whatever it is that you have lost. Don't give up. Don't give up. The God we serve is the God who specializes in restoration. Friends, just as the responsorial Psalms tells us, friends, it seemed like a dream when the Lord delivered us from bondage. Friends, the Lord will act on your behalf. Jesus will respond to you as you talk to him. He will respond to you and restore to you whatever you have lost. And he will grant you whatever you request. and it will be like a dream. I challenge you, call on Jesus. He is ready to help you, and he will restore to you, and he will answer you, and indeed it will appear as a dream, like a dream. The word of God tells us in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me in the day of trouble, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know nothing about. But Bartimaeus never knew that he could see again. He never knew. But it began by him crying out to Jesus. First of all, it began by him hearing about Jesus. And from there, he cried out to Jesus. Jesus, the living word. Let us make time. When he heard that it was Jesus, the living word, Bartimaeus heard about the word. He heard Jesus. Then he began to shout and to say, friends, make time. Let us make time to listen to the word of God. Let us make time to read the word. Let us make time to listen to the word of God. And as we listen to the word of God, let us respond by shouting, by praying to Jesus. And friends, let us make our request. Let us be specific. The man said, let me see again. And Jesus said to him, go, your faith has saved you. And immediately his sight returned and he followed him along the road. Friends, God is ready. Jesus is ready. Are you ready? Jesus is ready. Are you ready? There are some of us, God has blessed us. He has answered our prayers and we have neglected him. Friends, God has blessed us and we have neglected him. He has blessed us with some things and we have forgotten to use those things to glorify him now. And because of those things, we are no more worshiping God. When we had no car, we had time for God. Now God has given us a car, we don't go to church again. When we had no children, we were praying every day. God has blessed us with children. And these children, because of them again, we have stopped going to church. Friends, when Bartimaeus retained his sight or regained his sight, we are told he followed him along the road. Friends, don't let our blessings obstruct our following Jesus. Don't let our blessings become curses for us in a sense. Friends, when God blesses us, he wants those blessings to draw us closer to him, not to take us away from him. Let us check our lives. What God has blessed us with, may they draw us closer to him and not rather take us away from him. Jesus stopped and said, call him here. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling somebody today. Make time and respond to the call of Jesus by creating an atmosphere of silence and sit before the Lord in prayer. And as you sit before the Lord, hear in your heart, in your silence, the Lord asking you, what do you want me to do for you? And be specific as you respond. The Lord will surprise you. The Lord will surprise you. God is going to surprise somebody today. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. On our lips there were songs. Psalm 126, the responsorial psalm. Your deliverance is going to come like a dream in the name of Jesus Christ. Your deliverance, your answer will come like a dream. When the Lord responds to your cry, it will be like a dream. Your mouth indeed will be filled with laughter. Your mouth will be filled with laughter. Your mouth will be filled with laughter. On your lips, you will sing praises to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Indeed, may the Lord deliver us, O Lord, from all our bondages and create streams for us in dry lands. May all those who are suffering see the mercy and the blessing of God. Then we will sing and we will reap the glory and the blessings of God. The Lord is calling you. The Lord will deliver you. It will be like a dream in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray with expectation. Make time to sit before the Lord. The Lord will surprise you. The Lord Jesus Christ will surprise you. Make time. Cry to God. Make time. Cry to God. Jesus will surprise you. A surprise awaits you. As we cry out to Jesus, God bless you. Remain blessed. in the name of Jesus Christ. Your answer, your response, your restoration will come like a dream in the name of Jesus Christ. Trust the Lord. Remain blessed. Have a wonderful day in the name of Jesus Christ.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.